This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The story of Guerneville is one of repeated booms and busts, which have been affectionately chronicled by John Schubert in his recently published history of the town, Guerneville Early Days. Because the area was so thickly forested, he writes, the indigenous native people roamed there but did not settle inland. The Russian settlement of Fort Ross, which gave the river its name, was established in 1811 and lasted until 1842. It was another 15 years before the first settlers from the east began to take root along the lower river, and in 1860, the area's first sawmill began operations. Just a few years later, it was acquired by the four men Schubert sees as Guerneville's founding fathers, Thomas Heald, William Willits, John Bagley, and George Guerne.
He was the youngest of the four that got together and built the big mill in the middle of town, right now where Safeway sits. Bagley was involved in lumbering and had a mill up Mill Creek and saw an opportunity to bring his mill down to Big Bottom, as Guerneville was originally known. Established his mill along with a partnership of Thomas Heald, Willits, who owned 640 acres of prime redwood. It made Armstrong Park look like matchsticks in comparison. And George Guerne, who came over from Sonoma, he was the last to join the foursome.
It was Bagley, as the town's first postmaster, who named it for Guerne, Schubert says, and for a time the area prospered as a leading source of the timber used to build the rest of California.
The lumbering history, the reason that Guerneville came into being, the height of it, I would say, would be the 1880s, 1890s. At that time, it was second only to Eureka in lumber production in the state of California.
That's also the source of Guerneville's old nickname, Stumptown. But it wasn't much later before mining became Guerneville's second major source of prosperity.
R.E. Lewis was looking for pay dirt, and he found a ledge of cinnabar, the rock that contains mercury. So in 1870, the word got out. There was like a gold rush. Everybody abandoned Guerneville, and they were scrambling all over the hills trying to find pay dirt.
The Quicksilver Mine, a few miles up the mountainside from the center of town, became the largest source of mercury in the United States, Schubert says, until it was no longer profitable after World War I. But the mine helped bring the railroad out to the river, connecting Guerneville directly to the inland world for the first time.
Railroad started coming out from Fulton, heading across where River Road is now, in 1876 to get as far as Corbell. Then they started having problems. A lot of landslides were coming in. There was some flooding that went on. Eventually, in February 1877, the train came into Guerneville, and everybody was just celebrating because of what railroading represented to the area. It's a connection to the outside world. It used to take darn near a whole day, if not longer, to go from Guerneville to Santa Rosa.
The rail lines also fostered the development of another new industry along the river.
Vacationing. It was so great that people leaving Guerneville to head back down to the Bay Area at the end of summer, 26,000 people were hauled by the railroad from Sonoma County down to the Bay Area in one day.
John Schubert is a lifelong Guerneville resident, now retired from his longtime post on the river with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. In tomorrow's segment, he talks about some of the disasters and hard times that came between the booms that Guerneville enjoyed. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.